AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. Show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's radio show. Hand clap for you. We appreciate your listenership. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley Bay Area and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and online streaming. Listen live. If you want to dial into tonight's show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220. Your questions and comments on air with me tonight. We're going to talk about some things tonight, hopefully help someone. Of course, you can always connect with me, Coach Jackson, directly at my email on the edge at businessontheedge@biz, or you can call 1-888-MYSB. BC 30, my small business concierge 30. Happy Women's History Month, celebrating all of the women that came before us, the women that are leading the pack, the leaders of today, the leaders of yesterday. I hope you're having a fantastic, happy Women's History Month, celebrating your sisters, your wives, your mothers, those that have all of them, every woman. Like Whitney Houston says, I'm every woman. It's like a concept at first, though. But in any case, we need to be celebrated. Women need to be celebrated. There's a lot that women bring to the world, to the table. They belong at the table. And we are, if we are not invited to the table, we are starting our own businesses, doing our own things, and creating our own table. So happy Women's History Month out there to all of the power women. I salute you. And you just keep doing what you're doing. And let's keep impacting. By the way, NAPO, National Association of Women's Business Organization, is bringing back, or Shark Tank, that is, Women of Teal Night. So if you're a San Jose Shark, you know, fan, and Women of Teal Night is coming back Tuesday, March 15th, so you can get tickets for that. And so you're going to have a pregame panel of power women that are gonna share some things with you. So check that out. Women of Teal Night. The San Jose Sharks will be playing the Florida Panthers, but check out those women before the game. Some poor women on this planet, and we need to make sure that we're celebrating them for sure. I'm really, really excited about that. Our women, yes. Okay, so I want to talk to you tonight about something that bothered me for years. And I would say as far back as the Great Recession, and probably just a little bit prior to the Great Recession, housing market bubble that just kind of blew up around everyone. And this is not a new thought or a new question or a new discussion. There's a lot of research out there, tons of research on questioning the same thing. And I kind of want to talk about it tonight because I hope to help some businesses tonight. Maybe some aspiring entrepreneurs out there. Maybe you're an existing small business and you have some decisions to make. And as an entrepreneur, every decision counts. And so I want to really highlight and talk about why do small businesses fail? Why do others succeed? And it's not a phone going off here. It's not a coincidence. And you've heard me for years talk about get your business plan done. Do your business plan. But I want to dial it back and talk to you about what should really be happening when you start a business. And if you're an existing business, just kind of walk through this and plug some holes that might be happening. And your business, there's always things that you're fixing and improving and innovating and all of that fantastic stuff. So I've been working on this project and I've written about 10,000 words. And I think part of it is I just got to get some of this out and get it out to the public. And I'm probably going to publish it somewhere. I haven't decided where yet, but if I do decide to publish this research, this helps small businesses, I will certainly let you know. So in December 2021, SBA publishes this really cool document that I've been watching and getting over the years. And they publish periodically, maybe every couple of years, because the data changes. They don't do it every year, but every couple of years or so. And it's called Frequently Asked Questions. The Small Business Administration's Office of Advocacy does this Frequently Asked Questions. And if you want this document, I can email it to you. Just email me on the edge at businessontheedge.biz. And I can email it over to you. If you do a search for it, you could get the wrong year. So if you do a search for it, just make sure you've got the latest publication of it. And that would be for December 2021 when it was published. And so they published this documentation. And some of the things that it talks about is, what is a small business? It talks about the open and closure rate. It's going to be open and closures. If you do your own research and go back many years, it might say business births versus business deaths. And what you want to do is kind of research that information. And if I were you, I would scratch my head and say, okay, why? Maybe you lost a business. And maybe you're going to be able to pinpoint it as we talk about this. But the United States has over 32 million small businesses as of December 2021, according to the United States Small Business Administration Office of Advocacy, Frequently Asked Questions. And a small business defined by SBA is fewer than 500 employees. But most small businesses, non-employer firms, we have more non-employer firms. Here's what's interesting. Small businesses comprise of 99.9% of all firms. What is it? That just blows my mind. You know why? Because we appreciate large corporations and big business and all of that. When we talk about small businesses being the backbone of our country and our economy, it's just really, it's not something nice to say. It just happens to be the fact of the matter. It's fact. So your survival is critical. It's critical. And you have to start asking yourself questions as CEOs, as entrepreneurs, as aspiring entrepreneurs, as you know, long, sustainable, small business entrepreneurs. Why are we failing? Is my company at risk? Because you have these different modes. You have your startup mode. You have what I like to call year zero. What is year zero? Year zero is that you have nothing. You haven't started. You're what we would call a pre-venture. You haven't assessed anything. You have this great idea. Maybe you bake great cookies and you want to start a business that says, I'm going to bake cookies and I'm going to sell cookies all over the country. But you haven't assessed anything. It's a but cookies sell. Yes, but will your cookies sell? There's really not anything new. We're innovating, and that brings newness. But will your product or service sell? How do you figure that out? And so SBA said in their reporting in December 2021, prior to the pandemic, 2019, 1.4 million businesses opened. The same period, 928,000 businesses closed. And when we come back from a commercial break, we're going to talk a little bit about that and try to figure out what are some of those reasons. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. Margaret Jackson. Our women out there, I'm going to be saluting you all night long. Happy Women's History Month out there. For women impacting and making a difference in today's world. Keep impacting. You belong at the table. We're talking about why businesses, why small businesses fail. Why do they fail? And they fail for a lot of reasons. And as I've researched this and as I continue to look at this problem that just gets under my skin. It just bothers me. It bothers me because your dream, your entrepreneurial dream and goal is not to start a business and fail. You're starting a business to succeed. And so those that are just tuning in, I'm going to give these stats again. The Small Business Administration in December 2021 published their most recent data for their frequently asked questions, Office of Advocacy. You can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. See the same report. I love it. I look at it every time they publish it. I look for it on purpose because I want to understand what's going on in the space that I operate in. And so they published 2019, prior to the pandemic, 1.4 million businesses opened their doors. In that same span of time, which is absolutely amazing, 928,000 businesses closed. Why? What happened? And this number, or this type of data, is not new on the high amount of small businesses that close every year. You have all of these open or business births, and you have all of these deaths, business deaths. And incidentally, out of that group of businesses, about 13% of those business establishments are startups. Okay, so what's going on with that? If you're a small business owner, you're micro business, or you're fewer than 500 employees, you're a small business, you're considered a small business. If you're a micro business, there's different schools of thoughts. If you're under 10 employees, sometimes 20 employees, depending on who you're getting the information from. You're a micro business. Say if you're under 10 employees, you are a micro business. But so why do some survive and some don't? And there's several schools of thought on that. And as a longtime advisor of the Small Business Development Center and former director of an SBDC, I see this all the time. And what I can tell you, and I want to say this to the newbie entrepreneurs, the I'm so excited, I want to start my business, to it's difficult to get the stars out of your eyes and you focus on the reality that your business might not be viable, might not be feasible. It might be a really bad idea. My coach, that's so harsh. That's so the truth. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be an entrepreneur. It means that you need to do your homework. And I'm telling you, we've got a lot of businesses, entrepreneurs starting businesses prematurely. It's one of the reasons why there's a high rate of small business failures. And we can mitigate that by just stopping and assessing in year zero whether or not your business idea is viable and feasible. Can it really work? Iowa State University did this great 5-step process assessment to help mitigate small businesses starting prematurely. When I work with clients and they haven't done a business model, they haven't done a business plan, even if they're barely in business or they haven't started their business, guess what? I have them do an idea assessment. Why? Because an idea assessment really makes you think about what you're not thinking about. It's easy to dream and think about, I've got this great product and service, and everyone on the planet's going to buy it. No, they're not. They're not. I'm sorry, they're not. And sometimes I've had clients, when they do their idea assessment, there's a tool, a specific tool that I use, Mural. You can do a 30-day free account with Mural, M-U-R-A-L, and do an idea assessment. You would do the really big idea sketch pad if you're going to do it. Search for that particular document, SaaS document, and go through it. Not really difficult. It's one page. But it doesn't stop. You really have to drill down and determine whether or not the company could work. Who's going to finance it? Where's the money going to come from? Don't think the bank's going to give you money and I'm just going to get a grant. Those things are not easily done. It's not. I've got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to give you some strategies on how you can start smart. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge, AM 1220 KDOW. Here is business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge, on AM 1220 KDOW. We're talking about why businesses fail. 2008 to 2018, Small Business Administration, again, on this December 2021 frequently asked questions. Data, this is just full of data. I love it. It's full of data. It's only like 4 pages long. But if you look at the bar chart, of births, business births, business establishments, and deaths. Almost 2008, 2010, 12, 14, 16, and 18. Almost exactly the same rate. Business deaths are slightly below business births. And we can say we added X amount of, in the US, we added X amount of small businesses to the US market. So 1994 to 2019, an average of 67.6% of new employer establishments survived at least 2 years. Now, this is SBA. During the same period, the five-year survival rate was 48.9%. Pay attention. And then the 10-year survival rate for small businesses goes down even more, 33.6%. And after 15 years, the survival rate is 25.7%. So you have to pay attention to what's going on. Women's survival rate, we'll get to that in a minute. I'm going to pause that for a second. So before we went to the commercial break, let me give you some information that can help you around the nation, wherever you're listening, iHeartRadio, nationwide satellite radio, listen live on the website, pick us up locally, wherever you're at. There are resources that can help you go through processes to help you improve your odds of staying in business, surviving. So going it alone, not the thing to do. You've got the Small Business Administration that has programs. And their programs are the Small Business Development Centers, the Women Business Development Centers, the Women Business Centers, the Veteran Business Centers, SCORE. All of these resources that are federally funded by taxpayer dollars are available to you to get the support that you need. Small businesses should not be failing at the rate that they're failing. And not doing your due diligence puts you at risk before you even open your doors. So if you haven't done your, for example, your idea assessment, if you just do the idea assessment, and I gave you an example, Iowa State University put together a five-step process. I think it's fantastic. It is exactly the process that I take my clients through. Our SBDC clients. I work with several SBDCs, and this is the process that I take them through. Sometimes it's the grunt work. It's the work that they don't really want to do. They really want to get into business. If you think of it this way, if you ever watched The Karate Kid, and he just wanted to learn karate. He just wanted to learn karate so he could quit being bullied and he could defend himself. So Mr. Miyagi had him sweeping floors, waxing cars, wax on, wax off, right? Back forth. That's what the idea assessment does. That's what this granular level of work done. And I wish someone had told me when I started my first business so many moons ago. But it helps you develop your business acumen. It helps you determine whether or not you even have a viable business. Even if you started your business, you can still do an idea assessment. It doesn't mean that you can't do it. It will help you plug in holes and look for blind spots, the feasibility, the resources, the business, getting into the business model. There's asset tests. before you spend your $50,000 and you're out of business in 2 years. I'm going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, you're listening to Margaret Jackson, and we're going to dig a little bit deeper. Money 2.0, just on the edge, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, Bay Area's business and finance leader, if I can just get those words out.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Small business survival. We are talking your survival. Before we get back to that, go out to our website at smallbusinessconcierge.biz website. A lot of good stuff out there for you. You can pick up some of those old shows. Check out our magazine. We are working on our, well, we'll start here soon, working on our next issue that we'll publish around mid-April. So we're excited about that. Go out there and dig in. And also, you know, we've got something new that I decided to do in 2022, is that if you want a free listing in the magazine, not the digital catalog, very two different products. If you want a free listing in our digital magazine, go out to our website, and there's a form out there. If you go under plans for free, we will get you published in the magazine with that free listing that goes around the world. You have to think about doing business. And by the way, one of the reasons small businesses fail is lack of marketing and advertising, lack of brand awareness, not getting yourself out there. So go out there, get a free listing, let readers get eyeballs on your business information and other places that can do business with you. So back to why small businesses fail. In my research, what I come to realize, and prior to doing this research, I've been hours and hours and hours for the writing, hours of research, all hours of the night. One of the conclusions that I've come to is that there are a mix of reasons why a business, small business, fail. And there's different categories as to what a business is experiencing. So, for example, the 0 year category, let's call the first category A. And these are your pre-ventures and startups, aspiring entrepreneurs, year zero to year one, who are likely more than half of them once they start their businesses in year one, will likely be out of business by the following year. According to SBA's data, more than half will be out of business. And the reason I'm talking about this is you invest prematurely before you've done any assessing. I often laugh when people show me their business card from Vistaprint and they haven't started their business and they went and got the freebie cards because Vistaprint is right on the back. But you don't need to do any of that. You need to do your assessment. You need to determine the viability. And if you pass that asset test, then go to the next step. You know what the next step is? Developing your business model. You know what your business model is? How you make money. Can I tell you that I have asked, I can't, countless business owners, countless. I'll ask them, what's your business model? They cannot tell me. They can't tell me. Well, coach, what's a business model? how you make money. And it has three key ingredients. It is your product. It is your cost. And it is your ability to sustain it. How are you going to sustain it? Those three things: sustainability, cost, and product. And there's some other parameters around that, but that's the gist of it. So an example would be, let's say Toyota. Toyota, when they decided to manufacture their cars, they said, we're going to do lean manufacturing. We're going to make a great car, and we're going to make it affordable. So everyone loves a Toyota Camry. And they made a lean car, great car, affordable to the customer. That's the business model. The business model is always about, how do you make life better for your customer? How do you serve them best so they'll pay your products and services? Not about the company. Primarily, it's about your customer. And it's about satisfying that market need. So you do your business model. Now, I told you earlier that you do not have to go it alone. You do not have to be an expert. Get support to help you develop that business acumen. Now, these organizations are not going to do the work for you, the Women Business Centers, the SCORES, SBDCs, the advisors and the mentors that they have. They will roll up their sleeves and help fine-tune the work that you do. You write your business plan, and you're not a writer. They're going to help you. They're going to help pull out the best in you. That's your job. They're going to help you, you know, put together a strong financial model, right? They're going to help you develop these pieces that positions your company, your business, to be in a better position to survive. Can they guarantee it? No. Statistics us. Plus, that you increase your survival rate with a mentor, with an advisor, with a consultant. And you certainly can buy consulting time at different rates, but you can get that service at no cost to you through the SBA programs. SBA funds these programs. They're their program. SBA funds the Small Business Development Centers part. They get other resources from other areas, but don't go it alone. Put yourself in the best position to survive. You get your business model done. Get your business model done, then you go to the business plan. Business plan is going to include the marketing plan, the financial plan, the break-even analysis, your objectives, your keys to success, all these things that are going to help you move through your process. A business plan is not just to get funding. Cut it out. Quit thinking that. A business plan is for you to operate your business. It is your roadmap to success. And that's the goal. Can you have a great business plan and go out of business? Absolutely. Got to get out of this segment. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0. on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Happy Women's History Month. All of the power women out there. Celebrate the power women in your life. I've got a lot of power women in my life that I'm just grateful for, like Arlene Hawks. In fact, I just talked to her last weekend, my high school English drama teacher, impacted my life in a huge way. I salute her and I respect her. Power woman. Celebrate the power women. Don't let this month pass without letting the power women around you know that you appreciate them, including you guys out there. You know, women aren't designed here to go get your coffee. I'm just saying, let me keep moving. I have someone call in and want to talk to me about getting coffee. So, not hating on you guys out there. Women need to be celebrated. We're here for a purpose, just like you. So many different things to be whoever we're going to be in our lives. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a radio show personality, I'm a business owner, I'm a business coach. I'm a power woman. Don't mistake that. So we're at the bottom of our show. And you might think, well, coach, what if I go through the assessment, feasibility analysis, and my business is garbage? It's a dud. I really want to be an entrepreneur. That's the opportunity to explore. This is where you ask your coach, your business advisor with SBDC or SCORE. SCORE is a really great place to help you work out those sort of things. Can you help me? Here's the question. Can you help me make it viable? That's the place where you get to put on your, you know, like scientists, they put on their white coat and they explore, innovate, figure it out. People spend $50,000, $100,000, or pick up debt. You're out of business in 2 years or less than 5 years. And you're trying to get your business plan done in year seven. Do the work. You got your idea assessment, feasibility analysis, business model, business plan, financial model. Work through it. If you want any of the resources that I'm talking about, email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.com. BIC, I'll send them over to you. Harvard Business Review did a great, I don't know if I want to call it a study, but let's call it a study. They came up with this growth and this they also have a five-step approach to business, small business growth. Successful growth. So their number one is existence. Your business exists. I love the top three. It says existence, survival, and success. We're not going to talk about the last two, but for the sake of time, these are the places. Now, there's an assumption being made with the Harvard Business Review that you did the work that Iowa State University is talking about, do an idea assessment. The exact things that I have my business entrepreneurs do. Why? Because I know that if I don't take them through that process and I just coddle them and I stroke them and, you know, I pat them on the head and tell them that everything's going to be all right, that is just an absolute lie. You're going to always be fixing something. There's always going to be growth. There's always going to be something that you're going to look at. What my study shows is that you can go out of business at any step in the process, any stage in the process. So I've got three stages, category A, category B, category C, different time spans of time for your business that you could go out of business. What do I want to do is I'm not trying to save businesses. All businesses from going out of business. Some businesses need to go out of business. Some businesses go out of business because of illness, because of injuries, according to SBA, selling their business, retiring. Great. You retire, that's great. Succession plans. My goal is to mitigate the amount of small businesses failing because they were premature, weren't thought out, you didn't do your due diligence, I think we can save them. Or not let them start. Think of something else. Develop a plan. Save your money. So much. I got to get out of here. I want you to be successful. Think about these things. If you're an existing business, go through some of these processes and put your holes, some support from the resources that I shared with you. Have an awesome, awesome night. For women out there, be ridiculously fantastic. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW. You've been listening to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.